Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. In 1689, during the lifetime of John Locke, free speech meant that a member of Parliament formally charged with a speech crime committed during a session of Parliament had to be tried by Parliament, not some other judicial body. In 2017, free speech means that you could say anything hateful and false you want about white people and Christians, pollute the community with despicable pornography, and commit blasphemy against Christ. Oh, but you can't do it against the fake religion and the phony prophet of Muhammad and Islam. Better church, they're going to ban you from Facebook. She falls down a well, eyes go crossed. She gets kicked by a mule, they go back. I don't know. Yet stating facts about official victim groups in the most apologetic way possible can destroy your livelihood and turn you into a national pariah. That's what free speech means today. It's basically a hunting license. Take the vagabond, apostate, heretic. You know what? Actually, I don't think atheists are as hostile towards Christians. As the fallen away millennial, Antifa, leftist, abortion craver is. And you know why? Because I think the atheist has a genuine desire to know. Now, it's a warped desire, and it's certainly disordered and is not thinking correctly at the time. But I think the atheist actually is genuinely seeking an answer. The fallen away, the agnostic, they are the dangerous ones because they don't believe in anything. Yeah, Lebowski, we believe in nothing. They don't believe in anything. That's dangerous because you don't believe in anything. Somebody can give you something to believe in and you'll believe in anything. Continuing. There are several features of free speech regimes worth collecting in one place. Free speech refers to a regime of restricted and censored speech. Every reasonable person acknowledges that they have to be there have to be reasonable limits on speech. He's giving the guidance here on what free speech means. Number two. Free speech dishonestly frames the question of what restrictions there ought to be on speech as if it were a question of whether there ought to be restrictions on speech. Number three, this dishonesty in framing introduces instability into free speech regimes. There is nothing intrinsically incoherent about symbolic representations or slogans, which refer to complex traditions. But free speech isn't a complex tradition of what speech is acceptable. It is a simple anti-tradition, which implies that restricting speech is wrong. Is it? In all instances? Really? Hey, if you're on the Facebook Live, how do you answer that question? Is it always wrong to restrict speech? What if someone is encouraging buggery of your 8-year-old son? Is that free speech acceptable? Well, actually, it is in Minnesota charter schools now. What if someone came knocking on your door? Hey, Llama, my 10-year-old boy and your 10-year-old boy are, you know, pretty happy about it, too. Just wanted to make sure you're on board with the sodomy. What are you going to say, citizen, parent? Do you dare in 2017 go, I'm all in. Or are you going to do what's right and say, I see your deranged son anywhere near mine. After I'm done interceding, I'm going to call the authority, and I'm going to ask for him to intercede in him.